Hollywood is called a dream factory, and our critic Bob Mondello sees a lot of Hollywood movies. On occasion, though, he says he finds himself waking up from the dream.
I was watching Bertolucci's The Dreamers the other day about an American student in 1968 and the French twins who seduce him after they meet at the Cinémathèque in Paris. Matthew, Isabelle, and Théo are young and hopelessly in love with the movies, which they mouth right along with the characters.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I've been memorizing this room and the future in my memory. I shall live a great deal in this room.
Queen Christina, where Greta Garbo bids farewell to the room in which she spent the night with John Gilbert.
Bravo!
Except for having everyone chain-smoke, Bertolucci doesn't go overboard in recreating the period. Still, I remember what it was like to be in college, hormone-addled and stumbling bleary-eyed into the sunlight after a triple feature, so it was easy to identify with these seduction-obsessed, movie-crazed kids. But it wasn't until Isabel misspoke in the movie that I realized why I was identifying. She says at one point that she was born in 1959, which is impossible. She'd be 9 years old in 68. But when I thought about it for a second, I realized what the screenwriter probably meant for her to say was 1949, and that caught me up short. I was born in 1949, so of course I was identifying with these kids. They were me back then. Cuter and less pimply, of course, but me nonetheless. In college, we even had a group called the Cinémathèque that I went to in 1968 all the time. Never met anyone who invited me to join their brother-sister act, but now, I don't have a lot of real-life experience with, say, wizards or samurais or serial killers, so most of the time I can just be an observer when Hollywood tells stories. But sometimes there's a connection. I had just gotten a puppy when Tom Hanks made Turner and Hooch, for instance, so I found his canine co-star adorable in ways I probably wouldn't have a few months later. And I got a lesson in how weird it must be to see a Superman movie if your name is Clark Kent when they released a picture called What About Bob?
6 o'clock, Bob. Time to wake up. Come on, let's go. Come on, Bob. Get up. Bob. Come on, Bob. Bob, rise and shine. Come on. Bob. Come on, Bob. Get up. Bob. Bob. Bob!
It's a kind of out-of-body experience to hear your name repeated 200 times in 99 minutes, as is discovering that you share a birthday with a movie star. I remember reading somewhere that Bud Cort, who played Harold in Harold and Maude, was born on the exact same day I was. Turns out it was a misprint. He was born a year earlier, which allowed me to regard him as much older when he appeared recently with white hair and a paunch in the movie Pollock. Something like the reverse happened at The Dreamers when I realized that these gorgeous kids were standing in for me and my contemporaries. There they were, accusing me across the decades of having aged with their perfect skin and idealized physiques, their wide-eyed innocence and astonishing freshness. And I could say quietly to myself, yes, but by now, they'd have grown up, too. I'm Bob Mondello.
That story, along with countless others over the past 12 years, was produced by Jeff Rogers. And today we say goodbye to Jeff, who's moving on to New York for projects in film and radio, we hope. Jeff has done just about every job here at All Things Considered, and everything he's done with style, with passion, with careful attention to what makes compelling radio. Working on stories from Kosovo to Kansas, Jeff has brought a steady hand and, maybe more importantly, a good heart to his work. We'll miss him, and we wish him all the best.